Okay, so as I said in the video introduction, this section is about looking at the Recovery and Wellness Structured Coaching Program, the 10 sessions that we looked at in the Essentials module. Now, what I'm going to do is go through each of the coaching sessions and look at some of the key points that are important to include in those sessions, and also to look at some of the objectives of those sessions as well. So, first of all, I'm going to start off with looking at the pre-coaching session. The pre-coaching session is actually not a formal part of the coaching program, so it is not one of the 10 sessions. It is the coaching session, or the coaching meeting, might be a better way to put it, that you will have or will have had before you start the coaching program numbers 1 through 10. Now, there's a lot of different views on how to approach the pre, if you like, enrollment session, this pre-coaching session, because it has a number of different objectives. If you're saying that this session is about enrolling a client, then that is true. That is probably what one of the primary focuses of this session is. But there's also other aspects to it which are important to go through, and there's also some key tips and approaches that I think are important for any kind of pre-coaching session. For me, the pre-coaching session is not a sell. It's not a pitch, although we do want to make sure that we clearly establish the positive benefits of working with you as a coach and what coaching and recovery to wellness coaching can offer the client. So this session is important. It's about balancing optimism and positivity with realism and making sure that your client and you are going to be a good fit. So I'm going to go through the key points of the pre-coaching session in the next audio.